When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. He's moving out. Not that far, though.
Back your bank, Soto.
Did you see, we'll get back to the Coles here in a second, did you see the Mark Feinstein report? The one thing of note that I took from there as it pertains to the Yankees and moving forward is that there didn't appear to be interest in Pete Alonso. And I was hearing the same thing from a baseball source that it didn't seem likely that the, and by the way, we're talking about like Alonso's market, didn't seem like there's going to be much of a market for Pete, but the guy I was talking to was ruled out the Yankees basically right away, which does make sense, but I don't know. I'm not ruling out anything. I never know, but Feinstein backed that up basically saying the Yankees didn't appear to have any interest in Pete.
Good. I don't have any interest in Pete, as I've said for a long time. You know, listen, I guess you leave it open just in case they whiff on some other stuff or the Cubs don't trade Bellinger, Walker goes to Seattle.
Right.
I mean, would that maybe change their motivation from a PR perspective? I mean, it would do nothing for me. Only listen, Pete's obviously good, but I'm looking at Pete not as the whole former Met. I'm like, Pete's his age, his position, not right. A great athlete, where his power plays doesn't really go the opposite way very often, although in the playoffs he did, ironically. And, you know, if you're a righty that doesn't use right center or right field at Yankee Stadium, you know, you might leave a few home runs on the turf or at the warning track. I have no interest in Pete Alonso for the Yankees.
But,
zero.
But, and I understand why you're saying that, but if you're going to give Walker 4 years.
I think Walker's a better player. He's a better baseball player. He's a better baseball player.
But he's going to be 34 years of age. Yeah. Alonso's only 30.
Well, how many years do you think? Let me ask you this.
And Pete's a better hitter.
Is he?
100%.
Not from an average perspective, he's not.
Pete in a bad year hit .240 last year.
But he's had two bad years in a row.
Oh,
the year before that, he hit .220.
And he hit 40. I mean, Pete Alonso was a 40 home run minimum machine.
I understand that.
Walker hit 26 homers.
All right, but what's the batting average?
Once in his career, twice in his career, he's hit over 30 homers.
Yeah, well, he's also a late bloomer, Sal. And he's a gold glover.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And he can run a little bit better
for defense, but he's also 34 years of age.
Yeah, I mean,
his career average is .250. Pete is .249.
Okay, but Walker's going in the right direction, and Pete's going in the wrong direction. So there's a bit of a projection there.
Well, Walker's going to be 34, though.
No, I get that. Look, I'm not saying he's perfect.
I think, to me, it would come down to contract there. Like, if I the value in Walker for the Yankees for me was that you were ideally getting Soto back, and it was going to be a two-year deal with Walker, so you could fit that in. Okay, no longer Soto, so maybe you're open to a little bit more. But, I mean, I'm not more than 3 years for Walker?
All right, let's do this here before we get back to the phone. So, optimally speaking, forget about the actual money because that's we're just throwing darts. How many years, the best amount of years, do you think Alonso will get offer-wise?
Five, max.
I would probably agree. He's not getting six, no way.
And he might be better suited to take one or two.
One and then prove it kind of deal. Although I think given his age and his skill set, he's probably back in the same spot next year, even if he has more home runs, which he probably would because he had a down home run year. All right, so I think it's five. I probably agree. I think it might be five straight up if it's the Mets. I think if it's anybody else, I think it might be four with an option for the team.
Okay.
My opinion. So four or five, we'll go four and a half just to split it. What do you think the max is for Walker.
Yeah, I can't see him getting more than three.
I agree. That's why I like Walker more for the Yankees. Plus, I think he's a better baseball player.
And you think
not a home run hitter.
You think roughly the same amount per year? Like, what are you talking about, 25, 27
million? Yeah, probably somewhere in the... Yeah, probably around there.
So
yeah.
Walker for 3 years, 81 versus, let's say, Pete Max, I'm saying. Pete's not going to get... He's not getting a lot of money. So let's say 25
times by 125, yeah. Or even a little bit more.
So 125 versus 81.
And but two fewer years for Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, give me Walker. And first of all, even if...
Right, but
if Walker's a year more, it's going to sound nuts. Even if Walker's 4 years and or three, or four, and Pete's three, I'd still prefer Walker.
So how about Pete, let's just say 5 and 4. Pete, 5 years, 125. Walker, 4 years, 100.
Walker all day.
Ooh.
He's a better player.
Oh, I don't think so.
He's better fielder.
Yes.
I mean, defense matters. Did you see the fifth inning for the Yankees in the World Series?
At first base, it's going to matter that much.
If Rizzo would have charged the ball or moved instead of moving like a slug, the Yankees would have won that game.
Pete's not that bad at first.
He ain't that good.
He can't throw the ball, but he can pick it. He's as good at picking it as anybody else.
Plus, he's better than Walker.
He's 4 years younger, and his bat is just better.
Listen, neither one is Mattingly or Hernandez, so we don't have to get nuts about this. But Walker is clearly a superior defender.
Mitchell is in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hello. Hey, guys. BT, Sal. First of all, Sal, congratulations. You called it. You said you got your main man. I hope you have him. But now, BT, I'm going to agree with you here. This is why. If you're going to give Soto all that money, the Yankees would not have had much to fill in all the fill-ins that we needed when I spoke to you guys last week. So now, why don't we go like this? Why don't we go with go for Walker in first base? Why don't we go see, and no one's talked about the third baseman from Arenado from St. Louis. St. Louis wants to get rid of contract. They need money. Go get Arenado for center field. I mean, for third base, and get Sandoval to play the outfield. And then everyone keeps on saying this. And I keep reading this whole thing. Freed is going to be a Yankee. And in the next couple hours, they keep on putting on MLB. Freed is going to be a Yankee. So that would give you everything that you would need, and you're getting now four players for one. I have no problem with this. And it's just that everyone, the caller before call, he's upset that Hal didn't go this way. How much more are you going to let this guy go?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean,
sorry, Mitch. We hung up on you right there, but we do appreciate the call. Yeah, the problem is you can now invest in Arenado and Walker. You can have 34-year-olds at first and third base. I mean, the Yankees would be very old. Let's see what happens with Fried. And BT, you were talking about before about maybe his question marks as far as being pitching in a big market like this. I don't know. Once I hear that, to me, that's a major red flag. flag. I don't. That's not as good as a plan as bringing back Juan Soto.
Well,
that's
Juan Soto's gone, so we have to abandon that plan.
But that's why I have an issue with Hal. And yeah, I also don't trust Hal to spend enough elsewhere based on what he's done. It's not just about the amount. It's about how far he's going to be willing to go. The Yankees right now have their window with Judge and Cole and Stanton. Like, it should be all in, pedal to the metal. There is a time to spend like drunken sailors. This would have been the year to me.
Well, I mean, I also think that when you look back at the Yankees championship teams, I mean, obviously A-Rod in 09 was one of the best players in baseball, but if not the best, but he was hopped up. I mean, all the championships the Yankees have won, I'm not talking about Mantle and those guys back in the day. In our lifetime, did they ever really truly have the best player in baseball? I mean, think about that. Bernie was really good. Not even a Hall of Famer. Not even close. Outside of Mo, I mean, and Derek has had a ton of hits, but I never thought Derek was one of the top 5, 6, 7, 8 players in baseball ever.
So then it's about drafting and developing.
But it's also about adding the problem. You know, Tino could field it. Brocious could field it over third base. I mean, these guys could pick it.
But the bigger issue, if Hal's not going to go over the top or compliment the team by going over the top with the money, and Brian Cashman isn't going to draft and develop the players the right way. And by the way, this is now two different versions of drafting and developing that have just not worked out. Like, we've seen it with the young guy. The Judge is the only one to hit. Everybody else, Glaber wasn't the right guy. They traded for him at a young age. He came up. He never lived up to the expectations. Gary Sanchez, El Kraken, major disappointment. Yep. Greg Bird, we went over him. We know what happened with him. Volpe has not lived up to the expectations yet so far. You know, Dominguez, we're waiting on him. Wells, like, it sounds great in theory. Spencer Jones, all of a sudden, before he even got going, he can't even get onto the right foot in the minor leagues, let alone the big leagues. Like, it sounds great in theory, but where is it? Where is it at? Peraza?
Listen.
Oswald Cabrera.
That's why I need some new blood. And that's why, if you go back to the first thing I said today, Yankees need to be better at building a team.
Yeah.
So we can focus on the money, and I get it, of course. The wound is still, you know, fresh for many Yankee fans. The Arenado stuff here.
Yeah.
You know,
can we get into that when we come back?
Let's do it. I'm going to save it because that's a common theme, and I do think we have to jump into that. Might be an option. I don't know if I love it, but I did a little homework here, and we could talk about it coming up.
Yeah, I had it on my board right here. I'm looking up his numbers. I'd be curious to see what you think of Arenado. We'll do that when we come back and continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.